University of Missouri St. Louis College of Education podcast. Hello and welcome. My name is David Stouffer, and I get to be the recruitment coordinator for the UMSL College of Education. Each week on this podcast, we will meet an innovator in the field of education. We will spend some time getting to know them and learning about their work and how it can help you and yours. It is my sincere hope that this podcast will be a source of encouragement and support as you work to continue impacting lives as an educator. My guest today is Dr. Perry Drake. Dr. Drake is chair of the Marketing and Entrepreneurship Department at the College of Business. Dr. Drake received his bachelor's from UMSL back in 1984. Upon graduating, Dr. Drake relocated to New York City, where he worked in the corporate world for 14 years, and then transitioned to higher education as professor of digital marketing at New York University. He then took the opportunity to return home to UMSL, where he began the career that he continues today. He calls that the best decision he ever made. Dr. Drake, you've had quite a journey. You had a chance to live the Friends and Seinfeld life back in the 80s, which is something a lot of people probably would admire and aspire to back in that time, and even today. What drew you back to St. Louis and ultimately to come back to UMSL?
Well, I think, David, I just felt like it was the right time. Both my late wife and I at that point in time just felt like it was time to kind of come back home. We had been away for 28 years. I wouldn't trade going off to New York City for anything. It gave me so many connections, which helped me be successful today with all those connections. The experiences were phenomenal. On the forefront of a lot of the digital and the social and the web, the whole thing. And that's kind of what started pulling me into NYU. That became my specialty. I was in industry for 14 years, and NYU had started the first integrated marketing master's degree program. I think, David, that was in 91 or 92, and it was the very first one of its kind. And I was working at the Reader's Digest Association, which they were the premier publisher of the time, really heavy in data analytics, all of that sort of stuff. And they basically tapped me on the shoulder and asked me to join that team. Mm-hmm. I left the corporate world and haven't looked back since. Mm-hmm. That was a great ride for 14 years at NYU on the forefront of social media analytics, web analytics, even before Google was around. I saw that whole transition. Trying to teach that stuff back then was crazy because almost every semester you had to change up your material because stuff was just changing so quick. So it was a phenomenal ride. I just wanted to give that setting so you understood where I was and my experiences, and obviously love the diversity of that city. Mm-hmm. It was just phenomenal.
Sure.
You felt like one of just many out there. we were all minorities in some respect in that big melting pot, mm-hmm. which I loved.
Now you mentioned the social media, and that's much of what you do here
right.
in your role with the marketing department right. at UMSL. Back then, when it was just starting out, I think we take for granted now everybody's on social media.
Right.
Too much,
right,
I think.
Right.
What was it like getting into it in the ground floor? What was the world like at that time, and what was it like starting that journey?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it was, like I said, very fast-paced. What's going on in this six-month time period at a university totally shifts that next 6 month, again, for how are you going to work with the students or teach them or whatever. Everything was pretty siloed back then, industry-wise as well. So if you were doing anything with Facebook, you know, you were that person over in the corner of the room doing the Facebook stuff. Email, you were over in this other corner. The traditional marketers still were kind of dominating kind of the discussion and had the biggest seats at the table. So it was kind of cool starting to see that all shift and become truly more integrated and understanding the importance of bringing all those decisions together around all the different you know, channels of marketing. Oh my God, I had some of my students at NYU. I mean, they were like in charge of Facebook for Johnson & Johnson. It's like, and they were just, wow. And they were interning and they were like totally responsible for it. You wouldn't see that today, but that's, you know, kind of where it was at the infancy and, you know, versus where we're at today. But, you know, in terms of coming back, I saw UMSL kind of had an opportunity. They had a need for somebody with the digital skills. They weren't really teaching that at the time. And we worked out an arrangement which was beneficial for both of us. And we just felt, I think it was time. We were tired. As much as we love New York, you're on that hamster wheel 24/7. Right. I mean, you are constantly going. I had to get used to it. So funny, I had to get used to even how we start out the day here in St. Louis. You know, everybody's like at work by 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning. In New York, you might roll in at around 10 o'clock, you know, and you have lunch at maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then, you know, you're doing dinner at 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And so it's like having to make that shift back to that timetable in the Midwest, kind of, which was fine. It was just an adjustment, but love coming back and just the opportunities.
St. Louis is originally home.
It is. It is. Yep. I grew up here.
Should I ask the St. Louis question?
It was Bayless.
Okay.
And Afton. Yeah, Bayless High School. So
fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. They just got a football team.
Hey.
Believe it or not, like four years ago.
That's great.
Right. A very small school.
So tell us a little bit more now that you're back here at UMSL, and you've been here for how many years the second time?
11 years.
Back here 11 years. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your role. I know you're the chair of the marketing department, but what else are you involved in? There's a lot you do here at UMSL.
There is. And again, let me just say, David, it means the world for me to be back here where I went to school, and kind of being on the other side of the classroom as opposed to sitting in the classrooms, kind of being here. And, you know, I was the typical UMSL student. I worked 40 hours a week at Schnucks, night crew, stocking shelves. So I was working from 11 at night till 7 in the morning, hop in my car, get to UMSL. It was a 78 Camaro, by the way.
Wow.
That would be nice.
That would be beautiful too.
Right. So it's kind of just, it means a lot coming back and being able to give back and understand the student, because I was an UMSL student as well. I love my job, chair of the marketing department. So we just took on entrepreneurship about 2.5 years ago and incorporated that within the marketing department. So helping kind of craft that curriculum. We just hired a new director of UMSL Accelerate, Scott Morris, who is an alum of UMSL.
He's going to be on the show in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so you'll be able to talk with him about all that stuff. So he's kind of managing that. I'm more the curriculum on the entrepreneur side. We've got the marketing club, so I'm the advisor for the marketing club. We will have, actually, I just sent out some email blasts. We'll have one of my old marketing club presidents back on Tuesday. He is now the director of experiential marketing from Michelob Ultra. He used to be the director of blockchain and NFTs.
Oh my.
And before that, he was the social media manager. That's how he started out at AB back in 2017 or 2018. So he is my marketing club president in 2016. So I always tell the students, stick with me. And then, you know, I always put Nick up on stage to say, this is what success is. Mm-hmm. And I've got several students that I could do that with. But that's what I pride myself in, is just seeing my students become successful, giving them the opportunity to network with, you know, just so many different individuals. And so I've got that, David. I've got the advisory board. Mm-hmm. So I also created an advisory board when I started here in 2013. So we've got Anheuser-Busch on there. We have Purina. We have Enterprise. We have Equifax. And the list goes on with different individuals there. And basically, their role is to help us, you know, mentor the students, work with the students, help us set the curriculum, make changes based on industry needs, things along those lines.
Sure.
And
your students The program that you direct, your students seem very well connected with the business community in St. Louis.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit, especially for any students that are considering it, because it seems like this is the way that the students get connected and ultimately find jobs.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of those connections. Yeah. Talk about that a little
bit. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just had one of my old students ping me on Facebook wanting to know if I know anybody at City STL,
yeah,
because there's a new experiential marketing job, mm-hmm, there that she's interested in, and as luck would have it, I do. I've got, mm-hmm, a couple connections there. So, you know, I try to stress to them it's all about who you know at the end of the day. So, mm-hmm, I work with all my students to make sure their LinkedIn profiles are very tight.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually part of their midterm. So 40% in my digital strategies class, 40% of their midterm is creating a tight LinkedIn, mm-hmm, profile.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure they look good when they walk out the door. I think that's our responsibility, mm-hmm, to make, mm-hmm, sure they do that. And, you know,
one of the, I assume, very big pride points for you is the Midwest Digital Marketing Conference,
right,
that you created, essentially, and that, right, you direct and that you run, and it's been running for quite a while.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit, because I know it's coming up, yeah, in May.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep, I would love to, because it does a lot also for the UMSL students. So it started in 2013, so actually my first year here. Wasn't, as we were talking during break, it's not even anything I was planning to do. Had never done a conference before in my life. And I happened to reach out to a few old colleagues and former students of mine who worked at Nickelodeon and Google and a couple other places, and I think Microsoft. And I had asked them if they would come in through Google Hangouts, because that was the thing back then, and guest speak with my students. And it just so happened a couple of them said, Perry, I'd be happy to fly in for you and guest speak to your students. And I thought, well, if you're going to do that, I'm going to put a few more people in front of your face than just my 30 students.
Mm-hmm.
And so was created the first digital marketing conference, which we called the State of Digital Marketing 2013. That's what the first conference was called. That was kind of cool. You know, I had only been here for 4 months, so just to show the power of social and what you could do, I didn't have a dime to my name here. And I had no budget. I was just faculty at that point in time. And so I had to work organic sort of social before organic was even a term, you know, finding influencers in the area that would help me advertise the conference. And I pulled in 525 people in the JCPenney Conference Center that first year.
How many?
500.
500.
500.
Wow.
Didn't spend a dime, not a thing. I was a nervous wreck if this was going to work or not, and it did. It showed there was a demand for it. Now, granted, it was a free event, but still yet, you know, typically, you know, free events, you get about a 50% drop-off, which we didn't even experience that. And then we moved, and then it just kept growing every year. David, the demand was there. You know, I was working my connections, all of that sort of stuff, and just trying to keep in touch with what the industry wanted to hear about. It was never necessarily envisioned as a student event. I always envisioned it as an industry event by which the students could take advantage of, because I felt like if I wanted it to grow as big as I was envisioning, the way to do that was through the industry side, and then, you know, make sure the students were taken care of, mm-hmm, as well, which is what we were doing until COVID hit. But I mean, it's a great vehicle for getting students involved. So pre-COVID, man, we would have about 50 student volunteers, registration desk, all of that sort of stuff, announcing the speakers, whatever the case might be, helping with marketing materials, badge stuffing, all that sort of stuff. You know, we're getting back. The other thing that's nice about it is it's produced by a nonprofit organization, the University of Missouri St. Louis. So all the proceeds, sponsor dollars, are tax deductible. Mm-hmm. So that's a good selling, mm-hmm, point for me when,
sure,
I'm going out there trying to get sponsors. And then all of the proceeds go back to the students or faculty, marketing faculty, either in the form of scholarships or support for research. So 100%. So that is clearly stated on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually started we have two endowed scholarships. So I'm like really proud. We've got these two endowed scholarships for both undergrads and grads,
mm-hmm,
that we pull from every year to give to students. We give out about 10,000 to undergrad, 10,000,
wow,
to grads each year, which is kind of nice. So So again, that's a good come on too, to get people involved in the conference and understand the cause, because it's not like, you know, a HubSpot conference or an Inbound conference or something like that, where you're paying $1,000 or $2,000 a ticket and the money's going into the pockets of the creators.
Sure.
Here, you know, our price points are $200 to $300, and the money goes back to the students, which is nice. So it's a feel good sort of ask in a way.
So what would, obviously I've never been to the conference before, so
I'll give you a ticket.
I'd love to come. So what would I learn about if I came to the conference?
Yeah,
what
great,
kind of things would I be exposed to?
We cover the gamut. So we'll cover social media. We'll have a lot on AI. That's a really hot topic today. So actually one of our keynote speakers is Meta, Oculus. So they'll be talking about the future of virtual reality, which is going to be cool. So And Rashi is actually one of my old NYU students. So a lot of my speakers are my old, successful New York University students, and now UMSL students as they're getting older. I mean, we run the gamut, content marketing. We'll probably have something on podcasting. So if you want to go,
I can use some help.
Let me know. SEO is big, and how AI is affecting search engine optimization, paid search, email marketing, a little bit of entrepreneurship, and things along those lines. So we pretty much cover the gamut. And we'll have about 50 sessions total, roughly, over 2 days. So
who attends a conference like this?
It's a mix. I would say it's probably about 15% students. And again, we do have discounted tickets for students. And then if you volunteer, you also get a free ticket as a student. And then the rest kind of run the gamut, from entry marketers to C-suite business owners. I would say on average, they're about middle managers, kind of digital, you know, junior, senior marketing managers kind of. So, and again, pre-COVID, probably 30% were out of town, 70% were local. We're trying to rebuild that again and get ourselves back up to where we were, but we'll get back there.
And it seems like it would expand the reach of people interested in attending well outside of just the traditional business marketing world,
absolutely.
Some people that aren't even in that line of work coming to learn about some of the concepts.
Because even you've got small business owners, they might have a brick and mortar, and they're going to need to know how to market it or how to do email marketing or content marketing. I support our entrepreneurs through the Accelerate, so prior years, I've given free tickets to the founders, the different founder groups, just so they could learn some of the different latest social media and communication strategies. And then the other thing, David, that I'm proud of that I hadn't mentioned yet is I also work with some of the community partners, like Girls Inc., the YES program, which is the Youth Exploring Science program, which is a part of the Science Center. So those are kind of after-school programs for young kids. And I'll give scholarships to them where they'll bring their kids in for free. I'll give them lunch, let them actually sit down personally and meet some of the speakers that kind of look like them so that they can get motivated. And it's just a win-win all the way around. And I've worked with North County Inc. as well to support different business owners with, you know, scholarship tickets and things along those lines.
So if someone wanted to attend or just find out more about the conference, what would they do?
Yeah, you could either Google the Midwest Digital Marketing Conference or MDMC. The web address is a great SEO hack. It's called bestmarketingconference.com. So just type in bestmarketingconference.com and that takes you to the MDMC website.
Okay. Yeah. If they can't remember that, can they go to the College of Business website here at UMSL and find a link to it?
They should be. On the marketing page, they should be able to do that. Yeah.
Great.
Or just Google my name and they'll find it. You're
awesome.
Not there.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
So what's next for Dr. Perry Drake? You've had a pretty long and distinguished career. What's next?
When you had told me you were going to ask me this, I thought, good question. I don't know if there's anything next. I'm pretty happy where I'm at. I pretty much checked off all the major boxes I want to check off. I really have no desire to become dean. I have no desire to become chancellor or provost. I like what I'm doing. I like engaging with the students and helping set curriculum and working with the faculty and that sort of stuff. And, you know, personally, professionally, I'm in a really just good spot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he'll be around for a long time.
Yeah.
And maybe you can find that 78 Camaro and restore that.
Yeah, I did post a picture of it. I found an old Polaroid of it, actually.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a chance to say and talk about anything that maybe we haven't covered. Is there anything else you want to add to our conversation, today, Dr. Drake?
Yeah, not really. Just thrilled you asked me to be on the show and, you know, love to talk about anything UMSL and, you know, for the benefit of the students.
You were one of my first contacts outside the College of Ed when we were talking about the podcast.
Right.
That I have with the college, the UMSL COE podcast,
right.
And you gave me so many great tips and put me in touch with so many great people.
Yeah, I think Vernon
yes,
was one of them.
Yes,
yeah.
And you didn't have to do any of that,
right.
But you did, and you're busy. You got a lot of work, but you took the time to help me with that. So
of course.
You've always been somebody that I've always admired and looked to and really appreciate the chance to chat with you today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you a couple tickets for that great plug.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would look forward to that. Well, thank you, Dr. Drake, for joining me on Triton Talk today. I'll be posting this and future interviews from Triton Talk to my UMSL COE podcast. You can find that podcast on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and the UMSL COE website, and also our YouTube channel. Just search for UMSL COE podcast. Again, Dr. Drake, thanks so much for joining us Triton Talk.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I am honored that you chose to join me today for the University of Missouri St. Louis College of Education podcast. I hope you'll join me next time. Till then, I'm David Stouffer. Thank you for the work you do. Never forget, you are making a difference every day.